Okay, today we're going to do Chagiga Daf Dalid Amud Beis. We are holding on the very bottom of Daf Dalid Amud Aleph. So let us begin at the two dots, Daf Dalid Amud Aleph. So we said, Chigar Va'asuma, Chol Va'azakein, that amongst the people who are Pater from Re'iyah are a person who can't walk, a person who's blind, a person who's sick, a person who's old, someone who's not, the Mishnah said, someone who's Einu Yachal Alus Braglov, can't go with his feet. So Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa that goes through the source of all these things and darshans all of it. The Braisa says as follows: Regalim, the pasuk says that we go up to bring the Olos Riyah and Shalosh Regalim Prat LeBalikabin. So we're darshaning Regalim means not just three times a year, but it means using our raglayim, our feet, as opposed to people who have false feet. What do they call it? Drawing a blank right now, but amputees who don't have real feet. Davar acher regalim prat lechigar lechol l'sumul zakin v'shen yachal alus braglav. Another interpretation is that the word regalim teaches us it has to be someone who's able to walk by foot, as opposed to a person who is lame or sick or blind or old or is unable to go all the way from Yerushalayim to the Azara on their feet. What is it? What's that last category? Someone who's unable to go by foot. What's that adding that we didn't already include? Amar Rava. Rava says it's la'asuye mefanki. It's coming to include someone who's mefunak, someone who's very sensitive and needs to wear shoes because he's too sensitive to walk around barefoot. So such a person is pater because you got to go barefoot on the harbai. He's not allowed to go with shoes. Tuchsiv, because the pasuk says ki savo liros panai mi biki shos miyadchem. Ramos Chatzerai. So we dash in Ramos Chatzerai means someone who goes with shoes on his feet. And Hashem is saying, who wants you here? I don't need you here with shoes on your feet. So the Gemara brings I guess main point number one is a mefunak, someone who's very sensitive, who can't go barefoot, is pater from Re'iyah. That is main point number one. Next, says the Gemara, Tana Ha'arel, an Arel, someone who doesn't have a bris mila, since his brother died, Machmas Mila, his brother died as a result of Mila, Ve'atameh, Peturim in Re'iyah. And someone who's Tameh, are pater from bringing the Olas Re'iyah. So the Gemara says, well, Bishlam Atameh, I get why a Tameh person is pater. Dichsivu vasa shama ve vesim shama. Pasuk says he should go there, and the pasuk also says ve vesim shama. So we darshan that kol sheyeshnu babia, anyone who's allowed to go into the azara during the shalosh regalim, yeshnu ba'ava, has to bring the korban olos re'iyah. But kol sheino babia inu ba'ava, anyone who's not allowed to go into the azara like a tamei person can't is pater from bringing the olos re'iyah. So that makes sense why a tamei person is pater. Aval arel minalan. But how do I know that an Arel, that someone who doesn't have a bris mila is pater from olas re'iyah? Says Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Akiva hi. This is assuming like Rabbi Akiva, de marbi la arel ketamei, that he says an arel has the same din as a tamei with regard to truma, so the arel will have the same din of tamei as a tamei person with regard to olas re'iyah as well. De tanya Rabbi Akiva omer, because the price says Rabbi Akiva says by truma the pasuk says that a person who's tamei, who's a kohen, is not allowed to eat kachim, and the pasuk says ish ish. So from ish ish we learn the rabbi says arel, they're not just someone who's tamei, but also someone who is an arel. So it turns out that Rabbi Akiva holds an arel and a tamei have the same din. So if they have the same din with regard to truma, maybe they have the same din with regard to olas re'iyah as well. And then the Gemara brings a brisa that says explicitly, Tan Rabbanan, tamei pater min re'iyah. How do I know a tamei person is pater from olas re'iyah? Tchsiv, because the pasuk says, Uvasa shama veheveisim shama. And again, we darshan kol sheyeshnu bebiya yeshnu bava. Anyone who's allowed into the azara is chayv no las riyah. V'kol sheyeshnu bebiya eino bava. And anyone who's not allowed into the azara is not chayv no las riyah. Rabbi Yochanan davai umar mishum Rabbi Yehuda suma ba'achas me'ein of pater min riyah. He says a person who's blind in even one eye is pater from las riyah. Shenamar, because the pasuk says yireh. And the way to read it is yeh. So we darshan that there's a connection between seeing, bring the olos re'iyah, and being seen by Hashem. Kederach shebali ra'os, just like Hashem comes to see, kach bali ra'os, so too Hashem wants to be seen by people. Ma bali ra'os b'shtei einav, just like when Hashem sees, he obviously sees with two eyes, afle ra'os b'shtei einav, so too someone who wants to be seen is seen with two eyes. So main point number two, an Arel and a Tameh are both pater from Olas Re'iyah because they can't enter the Azara. And anyone who can't enter the Azara is part of Malas Riyah. Now the Gemara is going to bring many, many, many psukim, starting today's Amud, but going into the next Amud as well. Many, many psukim that were the cause of crying in different contexts, caused people to cry. So we're going to have a whole bunch of them, but let's at least the first nine of them are on this Amud. So let's see how far we get. So Rav Huna kimati laikra, when Rav Huna got to the following pasuk. Yireh, yireh, this pasuk of yireh and yireh bachi, he would cry. Amar, and he would explain why he was crying. He would say, Eved, Sherabu Mitzapel Liroso, if you have a servant who whose master wants to see him so badly, Yisrachik Mimenu is going to distance himself. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, Kisavo Liros Panai, Mi Bikeshos Miedchem Ramos Chatzerai. Pasuk in Yeshayo says that when we try to bring karbanos to Hashem, Hashem says, who asked you for this? I don't need this from you, because Hashem is so disgusted with us. And that's profoundly sad, that Hashem desperately wants to see us and he loves us, and still he's so turned off and disgusted by us that he no longer wants to see us. Second pasuk, Rav Huna kimati lahaikra b'achi. Rav Huna cried when he got to the following pasuk. V'zavachta shlamim v'achalta shlam. Pasuk says you should shech karbanos and eat them there. So evet sherabu mitzapel lechol al shulchano. You have a servant whose master would love to have him eat at his table. Yisrachek mimenu. How did we get to the point where Hashem distances us from his table? D'chsev, because the pasuk says, Hashem says, what do I need most of your karbanos from? I don't need all these karbanos from you. He's not interested anymore. Third pasuk, Rav Lazar kimati lahaikra b'achi. Rav Lazar cried when he got to the following pasuk. By the brothers of Yosef, it says they couldn't answer him because they were so terrified, they were so shaken up from finding out that it was Yosef. If you think about that, that's just the musar of a fellow human being, of their own little brother. Can you imagine how we're going to feel and how we won't have any answers when Hashem is the one giving us Musar? That's frightening. Fourth pasuk, Reb Lazar kimati la'ikra b'achi. Reb Lazar cried when he got to the following pasuk. Vayomer Shmuel al Shal lamir gastani la'lososi. When the story of Shaul, when he brought back the neshama of Shmuel using a sorceress to bring back a machshefes, a sorceress, to bring back the neshama of Shmuel to get advice from Shmuel, because Shaul was terrified. So Shmuel says to Shaul, what did you agitate me for and wake me up for? What do you need to bother me for? So Mashmuel at Sadiqa Yimisari Miladin. Anu alachas kama v'kama. So Shmuel at Tzadik, his neshama was saying that he was terrified from the din, that he was agitated when he was woken up because he thought that he was being brought to din in Shemayim. So can you imagine how fearful we have to be of din in Shemayim? Shmuel, mahi, how do you see from the pasuk that Shmuel was afraid of din though? It doesn't say anything about that. No, because the chsiv, the pasuk says, v'atomer isha el shal elokim Elohim re'isi olim, that the woman says to Shaul, I see a very important man, Elohim in Lashon Chol over here, a very important man is arising from the land. Olim tre mashma, but the word olim implies that there are two people. Chad Shmuel v'idach does Shmuel v'asya l'moshe b'aday. Why were there two people that were coming up? It was Shmuel, and Shmuel went and schlepped Moshe Rabbeinu along with him. Because Amalei dim l'chas shalom l'dinam et b'ina kum b'hadayi d'leka milsa d'ksafta b'arayis d'lo kiamte. Shmuel is saying, if this is my turn to face Din up in Shemayim, I want Moshe to be with me because Moshe will testify that every single thing it says in the Torah I fulfilled during my lifetime. So that's why Shmuel was agitated and terrified, because he thought he was about to face Din. A fifth pasuk that made people cry, Rabbi Ami kimati laikra b'achi. Rabbi Ami would cry at the following pasuk, Yitin ba'afar pi ulai yesh tikva. Amar kule haivu ulai. Rabbi Ami explained, after all the yisurim that that we suffer, still ulai yesh tikva, maybe then there's hope, maybe that's enough. What do you mean? You would think that after all these yisurim, all these sufferings that we have, it would for sure be enough. Sixth pasuk, Rabbi Ami kimati laikra b'achi. Rabbi Ami cried when he got to the following pasuk, Bakshu tzedek, a person should act with tzedek, with righteousness. Ubakshu anava, to act with anava, with humility. Ulai tisasru biyom af Hashem. Maybe with that we'll be saved on the day of God's anger. Amra kule haivu ulai. If we act with righteousness and humility, then maybe we'll be saved on the day of God's anger. You would think for sure we should be saved on the day of God's anger. Rabbi Asi kimati la'ikra b'achi. Rabbi Asi cried when he got to this seventh pasuk. Sinu rav ve'ahavu tov. Person should hate evil and love good. V'atzigu b'shar mishpat, and stand in the gates of justice. Ulai yechna Hashem elokei tzvakos. Then maybe Hashem will listen to his cries. Kule haivu ulai. Again, kule haivu ulai. With all that, still, it's just a maybe. Now, eighth pasuk. Rav Yosef kimati laikra b'achi. Rav Yosef cried when he got to the following pasuk. V'yesh nispe below mishpat. Unbelievable pasuk. That a person could die unjustly. A person could die without any justice. That Hashem will just take him. Amar mi ikadazel blo zimni. So the Gemara says, wait, what's going on over here? Does a person leave this world and die without when it's not his predetermined time? Says Gemara, in. Yeah, it could happen. Because kihad Rav Bibi bar Abaye have a shkiach kabe Malach HaMavis. We know the story that the Malach HaMavis used to visit Rav Bibi bar Abaye all the time to visit him. And he told him the following story. Amar lei l'shluchei zil aitili. So he said, the Malach HaMavis said to his messenger, go bring for me a certain person named Miriam Megadlus Seir Neshaya, the woman Miriam who was the hairdresser for women. And the Malach HaMavis made a mistake. Azal Aitile Miriam Megadlus Dardiki, and she accidentally got Miriam the preschool teacher instead of Miriam the hairdresser. So the Malach HaMavis said to his messenger, no, you got the wrong one. And then Miriam Megadlus Seir Neshaya Amrilach. I said get Miriam the hairdresser. Amrilei Ihachi Adra. Malach HaMavis said, oh, the shliach of the Malach HaMavis said, oh, I'm sorry, I'll put this one back, meaning I'll give this one her life back. Amalei, hol vaiti se lahavi l'minyana. Once you brought her here, we might as well keep her here. So you see, someone was taken by accident and was kept up in Shemaim. Elehechi chaltala. Wait, but if it wasn't really the zman, if it wasn't really the time of Miriam, the preschool teacher, to die, so how did the shliach get her? Havas Nikita Matar Biyada, she was holding the stoker of a fire of the oven, and Havas Kashagra, and she was stoking the flames, Umachari Tanura, and cleaning out the coals, Shakalta Vanachta Agaba Dekara. So she took the stoker and put it by accident on her foot, Kadcha, and burnt her foot. So at that moment she had bad mazel. So at that moment of bad mazel, I was able to chop her and I was able to get her. That's how the shliach got her. Amalei Rabbi Barabai. Rabbi Barabai said to the Malach HaMavis, are you allowed to kill people whose time hasn't yet come? Amalei, the Malach HaMavis said, v'lo k'siv yesh nispe b'lo mishpat. Yeah, doesn't it say in the pasuk that sometimes people are taken when it's unjust? Amalei, so Rabbi Barabai said back, yeah, but v'lo k'siv pasuk also says, Dar halech v'dar ba. Sounds like every generation comes and goes, but it has to be a full generation that they have to live out their time. Amar, so the Malach HaMavis said, "Dereina luhuana." In order that these neshamos fulfill their full generation, I will keep them by me until the generation is over. Until the zman of that generation is over, and then I give the neshama over to whoever's in charge of the neshamos up in Shemayim. But in the meantime, I just keep the person by me. Amalei Rav Bibi said, "Sof sof shnei mayavadit." But what do you do with the years of life that you took away from the person? Amri ikis rabban demabir b'milei. He says, well, if there's a Tamil Chacham who's very forgiving and who has a very, very fine midos, well then mosfina luhulei vavi chilufei. Then I decide to give those extra years to that Tamil Chacham, and that the Tamil Chacham will then live on behalf of the deceased person using those years of the deceased person. Wild, wild Gemara. So the last two main points. One of them is a long one. Main point number three: the psukim that caused people to cry. Nine psukim that caused people to cry. Aleph, Yira Yeira'e. Beis, V'zavachta Shlam V'yachalta Sham. Gimel, V'lo Yachlu Achiv La'anos. Dalid, V'yomer Shmuel El Shaul Lama Hirgastani. Hey, I may be out of order here already. Hey, the fifth one is Yitain Ba'afar Piyu Ulai Yesh Tikva. Vav, Bikshu Tzedek, Bikshu Anava, Ulai, Tistru Biyom Af Hashem. Zayin, Sinu Ra, Vahavu Tov, Vitzigu Bashar Mishpat, Ulai Yachnan Hashem. Ches, Vyesh Nisva below Mishpat. I must have missed one. Yeah, somehow there were supposed to be nine in there. I missed one. I'm not sure which one I missed. Gotta go back and look. Another one of the Ulais, I think I must have missed. All right. So, and main point number four, a story with the Malach HaMaves, the story with the Malach HaMaves taking someone before their time, taking the wrong Miriam, Miriam the preschool teacher instead of Miriam the hairdresser, before the proper time. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up with Daf Hayam and Aleph and more psukim that made people cry next time.